How to learn hydrokinesis. Training 1. Once you think you're ready for hydrokinesis, take a medium, large bowl and fill it with water. If the bowl is glass, this may be easier because you can see all of the water within. Now, place a cork or something similar which floats in the bowl and wait for it to settle. Once it has settled, close your eyes. Sense the water in front of you, feel its energy and merge it with yours. See in your mind's eye the link between you and the liquid. Feel its smoothness, its cool healing properties. Now try to mimic those feelings within your own energies. You and water are one and the same. Just as you have control over your own energies, so too do you have control over water. Open your eyes, look at the substance within the bowl. You are a part of it, and it is a part of you. While keeping in mind your connection with it, will command the water to move, just as you would with your own energy. Make it start to swirl in the bowl, always getting stronger, always gaining speed. It is you. Continue to do this until you feel you have succeeded or are in need of rest. Don't overdo it on the first few tries. Have a mental rest after, you need it. Training 2. If you have a pool or sink, get something light that floats and try to move it by imagining water currents moving towards the object, pushing it like a riptide growing stronger by the second. After a couple of training sessions, it will start to move. Don't get discouraged if it takes long to learn this training. This is also a good beginner's training. You can learn hydro by pouring water into a glass and absorbing the energy of the element. Then, you can imagine the water pulling itself apart rapidly and coming back together. Training 3. An easier way to absorb energy from the element water is to imagine that water is flowing throughout your whole body like your blood. Your hands and body are water with a hard smooth surface and rough interior flowing throughout your body constantly as if it is what keeps you alive and that every breath of air is adding water to flow in your body. It is replenishing the good water and clearing the bad water or blockages that stop the flow. Do this for 15 minutes or more every day and you will master this skill. Before you know it, it will seem like water is flowing throughout your body constantly without having to even think of it. Training 4. This is a technique on how to connect your consciousness and breath to the water in order to manipulate it. Place your hands in a pool of water, just your fingers and don't put your whole hand in, then take deep breaths and as you exhale use your intention and mental psi energy to connect your breath with the water, be one with it. Try to feel the water as part of yourself also as you do this, try to extend your awareness past your hand and feel the flow of the water as clearly as you would your own heartbeat. If this method is done correctly, you should clearly see ripples form in the water. Note, this is a very difficult technique to master and may take several weeks if not months to learn, so commitment is needed.